Bless you, Susie.
Thank you. You can come up. I'm really excited to be here this morning. That's just been such a good reminder of where we've come from and what God has done. And I was just reminded of sitting in my car driving home from work one day end of last October. And I just remember God saying, how much do you want me to move? How much do you want me to do this? And I was like, well, of course, a lot, God. He was like, well, will you give up chocolate for me? What? Oh, will you give up chocolate for the whole of November? If you know me, you know I love chocolate. Like, that would be my number one food. I was like, God, yeah, I would. I would. I'd give up chocolate and running up to Christmas. You know, like, that is difficult when it's everywhere. But, like, it takes obedience, it takes sacrifice sometimes, doesn't it, for us to see God working. Yes, God did it. But how willing are we to join in with what God is doing? How willing are we to say, do you know what, God, I give you everything to see this happen? And that might not seem like anything to anybody giving up chocolate, but like God knew where to challenge me and God knew where I needed to give stuff up. And like he calls us, doesn't he, to join in with him on like a crazy journey. And are we willing? Are we willing to give everything to him? Are we willing to join with him? So I'm excited to come and bring the kind of national picture of TLG, because I think sometimes you can feel like this is our little bit. This is what we're just doing here in Farnworth, in little old Farnworth. And actually, it's part of something much bigger. It's part of something that God is doing across this nation. And I'm really excited about how he is going to move more and more through TLG. I totally believe it. I believe that God has ordained this ministry in TLG, and that he has given these programs that really work, and that it's all about the church moving. It's not about TLG. It's about the local church serving their area and serving the last, the least, and the lost. So I'm really excited to come and kind of give you the bigger picture. So today is TLG Sunday. But a little bit about me first, because you might not know, you know that I'm down at TLG, but you might not know much about me. So I follow Jesus since I was 9, when he called me to surrender to him during a kids' worship time. I remember the phrase surrender being explained, of just standing and giving God everything and just letting him have it all. And I've been on this Jesus adventure ever since, which is about 25 years. And God has always shown his faithfulness. I used to get really, really annoyed when people used to get up and share these amazing testimonies. And I was like, well, that's not me. But then God really challenged me and he said, Susie, I've been faithful through your whole life. That is a testimony. Like, you've walked with me and I've been there the whole time. And I was really challenged, like, we don't need to have these crazy testimonies to share our stories. God's faithfulness is throughout our lives. And through my years working with Jesus, God just broke my heart for the forgotten and misunderstood. I was at Soul Survivor as a 16-year-old, and I remember trying to work out what I was going to do with my life, and I was going to do this and this and this, and God just went, nope, you're not. And he absolutely broke my heart for the misunderstood and the forgotten. And from that moment on, it was literally a Holy Spirit blitz moment where I was crying my eyes out and laughing hysterically, going between the two and not knowing what I was doing. But God was working in my heart, and he broke my heart for people that didn't know him, but people who were just misunderstood in our country. I guess my vision and my heart is for a mobilized church family all over this country, standing together as one, with arms open wide, ready to scoop up struggling children and families and introduce them to our God, our God's big arms of love and his acceptance through Jesus. So God then called me to Salford as a result of this encounter with him at the age of 18, and I joined Eden. So you guys are about to have Eden here in Farnworth. And God called me to Salford, and I was part of Eden for about 10 years on different projects. And we lived in the community, and I was studying at Salford, and then I became a primary school teacher. And slowly, over a number of years, God continued to break my heart for struggling children. And I found myself, advocating for the, being that really annoying teacher in school that's like, forget those ones who are doing well. What about these? What about these that are forgotten behind? And yeah, that led me into doing SEN work and moving into an SEN school. And then God brought me to TLG. So that's where I now am. And we, if you don't know much about us, which I really hope you do, but if you don't, we take in the children who are at crisis point in their education. Those who, at the moment as well, who have been permanently excluded, where other doors have shut for them, where they are the forgotten children of Bolton. They really are. God gave me a vision in the middle of the night, but probably about last December, of call the children out, call them out, the ones who were hidden. It was like a cityscape, and there were just massive buildings everywhere, and these children that were forgotten and lost. And he was like, call the children out. So I did. Everything happens in my car. This is like, you know where you have a place? I think Pete Gregg talks about having a place where you hit my driving seat in my car is that place. But I was driving and I just ended up naming any names, just like calling those children out. And they were all names from like when I was a kid, not popular names now. There was like Jennifer, Laura, all these names. But yeah, just calling out those children. And they came, God called them out, and they came to our center. And they have been in our center since January, where he did that new calling out of the kids who are lost in Bolton and the forgotten. And it's tough. We need your prayer. Like the last 2 weeks, girls, like, whoa. Like, it's difficult, the stuff we are dealing with every day. It's really, these children have got so much going on. Yeah, we really, really value your prayer, but we can speak the truth and the love of Jesus and just that place that is peace and joy and love and grace every day just speaks volumes. So from there, so recently I've moved from Salford to Darwin in Lancashire with my husband Rob and my boys Caleb and Isaac. And we're working with the Diocese of Blackburn to pioneer on an urban estate and lead St. James's Over Darwin Church. And we're passionate, just as I know you guys are, passionate and desperate for God's kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. So yeah, I'm delighted to be able to talk about the vision of TLG. There are over 220 churches that are currently partnering all over the UK with TLG, and over 12,000 Christians who are partnering, desperate to see God move in the lives of struggling children. So, have we got a PowerPoint? It's the fantastic. I know you do it again. Got you, some do it again. I'm going to read these words. Can you just go to the Bible passage for me? Great. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Those he redeemed from the hand of the foe. Those he gathered from the lands, from east and west, from north and south. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind, for he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Some sat in darkness, in utter darkness, prisoners suffering in iron chains because they rebelled against God's commands and despised the plans of the Most High. So he subjected them to bitter labor. They stumbled and there was no help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness, the utter darkness, and broke away their chains. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind, for he breaks down gates of bronze and cuts through bars of iron. So if I say the word chains to you, what do you think of? What do you visualize? Just me, thank you. More often than not, chains are used to restrict, to contain, to hold down, or to hold back. And when we speak in spiritual terms, chains can mean all those same things. And I want you to picture a child that you know and you love in your head. But now imagine that child with a heavy chain of hunger hanging over their shoulders, the chain of an angry father draped across them, the chain of illness and worry binding their heads, the chain of a mom and dad splitting up across their chest, the restrictive chains of lies people have spoken over them wound tightly round their head. Now, can you visualize how heavy those chains can be and how they affect every area of a child's life? And now, can you see why it isn't fair to expect the same responses, the same behavior, the same achievement, the same attitude from a child carrying all of that? Did you know that there are 4.1 million children living in poverty in our country? One in three parents from low-income families have said that they regularly miss a meal so that their children can eat. And one in 10 children feel that they are unable to cope with the school day. And two-thirds of children say that they worry all the time. This Sunday, we are proclaiming a God whose love knows no bounds. And we are praising him for his son Jesus, who sets us free. And in the Bible, there are countless stories that feature chains, whether physically, spiritually, or metaphorically, the hindrance of chains comes up time and time again. And we get to see so clearly how God responds to all of, and what his heart reveals in all of that. In Exodus chapter 1, the nation of Israel is enslaved to the Egyptians. The Israelites didn't choose those chains. They didn't do anything that deserved the level of oppression, and yet they were subject to a life where they were weighed down and restricted. For a generation of children growing up in our country today, it's all they know to feel weighed down, restricted, and bound by chains. Chains of circumstance they didn't choose and situations they can't cope with. And more often than not, there is no awareness that life can be any different, and no awareness of a God who is loving enough to set them free. Could it be that what we see as bad behavior in children is actually just a strained communication method for a young person that is so weighed down and struggling? There have been 422,910 exclusions. I think that's on a slide. Yeah, in the past year, shocking, in this country. And I think the slide that breaks my heart the most is the next one. Barely started school. Every day, 45 children are excluded from nursery, reception, and year one. That's under six. I wonder if God is breaking your heart for these children in our country this morning. And what are you going to do to connect with God's heart on this today? So how does a God whose love knows no bounds respond to all of this? Well, as we read through the story of Exodus from chapter 7, we see one of the most powerful displays of who God is and how much he loves his children. The story of the Exodus is God showing up in all his power and delivering the Israelites as they call on his name. He physically, spiritually, and emotionally breaks the chains that hold them back, and he sets them free. In Hosea 11, it says, "When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. It was I who taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by the arms, but they did not realize it was I who healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with ties of love." We believe God has a father heart, and his love knows no bounds for these kids. He is so desperate to break their chains and set them free. So only in Jesus do we have someone who defeated every oppression that has ever existed. Only Jesus is desperate to take the weight of these hindrances off us. And only Jesus gave his life so we can be welcomed into the kingdom chain free. Thank God for Jesus, who breaks down gates of bronze and cuts down bars of iron. So the TLG journey began with one struggling, weighed down teenager called Lewis. Under the chain of an angry home life, Lewis struggled to cope, and he'd been excluded from school time and time again. When Lewis started going along to the local church youth group, the youth leaders knew they had to do more to support him. And so that's when TLG was born. And fast forward 20 years, and God has raised up 220 churches that are reaching out to struggling children and families all across this country using one of TLG's three programs. So we know about our education centers. There are 13 of them around the country. The local church is at the center of, and those lives of teenagers who are at crisis point, struggling under the weight of their chains. Our early intervention program is designed to put a church volunteer alongside a struggling primary school child for 1 hour a week. And for that hour, the burden of those chains will be supported and shared. And today there are over 100 churches running early intervention from Cornwall to Inverness, supporting over 500 struggling children each year. And last year we added Make Lunch to our programs, which was created to equip churches to lift the chain of hunger and feed the 1 in 5 children facing food insecurity in this country. Praise God that we can now say that over the last 20 years, with the local church in the UK, we have supported over 10,000 struggling children. And isn't it amazing to be part of that with the children from our centre? So we're going to take a look at a story of a teenage girl who was weighed down by bereavement and unforgiveness. And it's been remarkable to see the transformational impact that the local church has had here. So this is a story from Wakefield Education Centre.
When I was 11, on the week that I was supposed to leave primary school, my dad died suddenly. We had like a little dispute. I slammed the kitchen door and went upstairs and went to sleep. And then when I woke up next morning, it was just gone. And it just made me feel very guilty and like it was my fault. I just was getting in fights and stuff because I just had so much anger that this had happened to me and it just made me proper mad. I needed some sort of like counselling or some, you know, just some sort of one-to-one support. When I got excluded, I just felt pretty much worthless. More than anything, just sat at home doing nothing. It's just wasting your life, isn't it? TLG felt very different from mainstream.
Hi, Shauna. Do you want to come
in? There were people there that I could confide in. No matter when it was, what it were about, I could always confide in the people.
So you can see from the bar chart there.
Rendell was a very brilliant teacher. I managed to get some qualifications so that I could get onto college to obviously progress for what I want to do in the future. I want to be a bereavement support worker so that I can give some sort of support back to other people who are struggling. Just because I know how awful it feels to be on your own, and I just want to give something back to just let them people feel better and released and supported. When I went to Faith Residential, it was like the week on forgiveness. Just made me realise that it wasn't my fault and you can't change what's happened. TLG changed me because I was able to open and speak about what I was feeling, what my anger were about, and I addressed all my issues. And after hours and hours and hours of talking and speaking and one-to-ones and kick-offs and and everything, after time, it just started to get a lot better. Like, my mental health started to get better. And I didn't have all that anger anymore because I'd expressed it in a different way. And it was just, it's just really life-changing. I hate now to think where I would be if it weren't for TLG. Because TLG didn't just support me, they supported my family. It was just like they just glued us all back together and it was just absolutely fantastic.
Knowing that there are thousands of children and families facing crisis in their lives, TLG are passionate and committed about reaching many more as quickly as we can. And I just want to take a few minutes to ask you to stand with us. As I was driving here this morning, I was like, there's quite different responses that I'd really like us to think about this morning. I really want to give space to that. But I just want to ask whether you'd stand with us as TLG as one of those responses. And our vision is to enable churches to be the light in the darkness, to be there for these struggling children. The vision is big because the need is big and it is only getting bigger. We want to ensure that every child who needs help receives that help, and local churches begin to experience the ripples of transformation for generations to come. By 2025, we want to be supporting 10,000 children every single year through partnership with the local church in this country. So on your seats, you will find a form that looks something like this. And I'd just like you to take a look at it with me. So if you can get it in front of me, I'll explain it to you. So just by filling the first page in this morning, you will get a free copy of Tim Morfin's book, Out of the Ordinary, which is the story of TLG. So just by partnering with us, signing up to get our magazine or just an email address, an email every so often through the year, they don't bombard you with emails at all, but just by signing that first page, and if you bring this to me out in the foyer at the back, you get a free copy of this book. Who doesn't love a free book? But if you would like to stand with us financially, then this is the part to fill in for that as well. And they're called Hope Givers. And this is just a little bit of money every month, however much that you feel stirred to give. Yeah? How much you feel stirred to give. That might not be anything. It might be as much as you feel it is. I don't know. But any little bit really, really helps support the work of TLG. And on the back, there's a little bit of an explanation about what sort of things the money is used for. But that's one way of responding today. But I really feel, I felt on the way here that there's freedom in this place, and that there are chains that hold all of us back. We all have chains in our lives. And yes, there are chains over these struggling children, but I feel that there are chains in this room. We all have those chains that hold us back. And I'd love it if we could just take a few minutes just to wait on God and see what he wants to do. Your response might be to fill in part of a form, all of a form. It might be that God's doing something else with you that's to do with chains and breaking. But there is freedom in this place. And when we were singing earlier, there is no other name above the name of Jesus. Jesus is the name above all names. And whatever chains you are feeling and naming in your head, Jesus is above those chains. His name is above those chains. And there's power in the name of Jesus. So I don't know whether you just want to stand, sit, I don't know, but just whether we can just have a bit of time and just let God do his thing. Feel how you want to respond to this talk, in whatever way that is. So I'll just pray. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. God, you are here. Would you breathe through this place with a fresh outpouring of your Spirit? Just as we wait for you, Jesus, would you come and minister to us? You know each of us inside out. You know the chains that hold us back. God, would you break them this morning? Your name is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. So, Lord, we just give you this space. Come, Lord. God, would you give us a heart for people struggling around us, Lord? Would you give us a heart for the broken, the lost, the misunderstood in this area, God? You love Farnworth, Lord. Your hand is all over Farnworth. You are doing stuff here. There is breakthrough coming in this place, Lord God, in Farnworth, Lord. God, would you stir our hearts for the people in this place, God, in this community, in this neighborhood, on our streets, our neighbors. God, would you give us urgency to love them, to care for them, to speak to them, to go out of our way for them. And Lord, any chains that we visualized this morning that are holding us back, God, would we know that you are the one who breaks those chains? We praise you this morning, God, because you break those chains and you bring freedom. We love you, God, and we thank you for your presence here today. In Jesus' name, amen. It's been a real pleasure to be here this morning. I'll be out the back during coffee and the lunch. If you have anything you want to come and chat to me about, or you want to bring your form for your free book, then I'll be there to give them out. But yeah, thank you so much for everything you do to support us in our school. I know that there's so many of you that pray for us, that run things down to us all the time, and you're always there and come and fix things for us and build things for us, and yeah, we really, really appreciate that support, and thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Susie. If any of you are feeling that you need prayer about any of those things that need to be broken off, then please come forward at the end of the service and there'll be people here who can pray for you. You don't have to face anything alone. That's the biggest lie that the enemy will put out there, is that you're on your own. And that's not the case. You're part of a family, the church. And we're here for you. So if you need prayer, then just come. We're going to praise God again in song. We've got one last song to go. So let's stand if we're able and let's praise our wonderful, mighty God.
Of sin and darkness.